Investigators will likely never know what happened in the final moments of an Air France jet that plummeted into the Atlantic earlier this year. You remember the story. All 228 people on board died. Now, among those killed was 49-year-old Brad Clemis, a Coca-Cola executive from Guelph who lived with his family in Belgium. What actually caused the plane to go down is likely lost forever in the aircraft's flight recorders that now rest at the bottom of the ocean. There were extensive efforts to try to retrieve the black boxes. All of them failed. Now a Canadian company has come up with what it believes could be certainly a wonderful add-on to the black box technology that we see in airliners. Joining us now is Viraf Kapadia. Give me the correct pronunciation.
Absolutely right, Viraf Kapadia.
Viraf Kapadia. Viraf, it's a pleasure having you with us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Brian, and wishing all your listeners a happy season's greetings.
Thank you, and the same to you and yours. Now, you're with Star Navigation Systems. Your company says it's developed what is believed to be a quantum leap in aerospace safety technology. What is this all about, Viraf?
Okay, basically Star Navigation Systems Group Limited is a publicly traded company, and we have been working on a patented product which is licensed entirely to Star called ISMS, the In-Flight Safety Monitoring System. What this system does is real-time monitoring of the aircraft as it flies, and it analyzes flight data while the plane is in flight within seconds. And if there are any anomalies, then immediately information or alerts are sent to the ground.
So this is happening in real time?
Absolutely, near real time or real time, right, as near as you can get to real time.
So what sort of modifications are required to install the equipment, first of all, in the aircraft, and what additions are needed for ground stations to monitor the data?
Okay. Number one is you require hardware that we have our own hardware that has to be placed on the aircraft in the avionics bay. Obviously, different aircraft will have different sort of configurations, so we might have to do a little bit of rewiring in the aircraft. The system takes around 100 to 150 hours to install, and that doesn't mean the aircraft has to be on the ground for 150 hours. It can be done on overnight stops, or it can be done when there is a B or a C check, where the plane is on the ground for a couple of days. Also, on the ground, you mentioned, what systems do we require? On the ground, basically nothing but a robust server.
Now, is this equipment actually in use now by some of the major airlines?
At the moment, not major airlines. We are on a flagship airline in Asia. We have a couple of other installations on another sort of regional jets there. And we are hoping that in the new year, we will be able to announce bigger airlines and perhaps associations with bigger OEMs.
Sounds like a wonderful advancement. Let's take a scenario here. Let's say a plane develops serious problems. We know the Air France plane ran into some serious problems. Mm-hmm. We're not sure what that was, but take us through how the system would trigger. What series of events would take place with your system if a plane developed a serious problem?
Okay. My system, first of all, would have probably told you before the fatal flight or long before the fatal flight, because what we do is we go over sort of this tracking is on, all the systems are on, and what we do is trend monitoring. As you well know, any mechanical or electrical product will have deterioration over a period of time. Our system would have possibly picked, I'm using the word possibly, because no one really knows what's happened on Air France. What we would have done with our trend monitoring, would have picked up some areas where there was some issue or an accident or something that could have gone wrong in that particular flight. Now, you might say, how are we going to know? But as you know, every accident is a result of, possibly a result of several incidences, and we would have picked up what was wrong. If, for example, they kept saying it was the pitot tubes, which is the speed indicator, airspeed indicator, we would have definitely picked up the problem before the flight or even flights before that flight.
Because your system is not only offering virtually real-time data while the plane is in flight then, it's also offering after-landing data that can be monitored by those responsible for maintaining the aircraft then.
Absolutely. I'll run through a scenario. For example, what our system does is it collects data every hour, few minutes every hour, and at the end of the flight it gives end-of-flight reports to various departments. It could be the finance, it could be the safety, it could be flight operations, it could be your CEO sitting there and saying, I really need the report on what was wrong with the flight. Individual reports are tailor-made to go to the department that is nominated in the company protocol. And your CEO might be sitting there at one of the major airlines and say, okay, every morning I open up and see what I've got a report of 57 flights, out of which two flights had problems. Okay, he will click on it and say, oh, this flight had a problem with air temperature on the engines. Or if it's a regular occurrence, he would call up flight operations and find out, or VP engineering and find out.
Well, you know, Vrav, just to give you another example, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you remember the flight that went down over Peggy's Cove in the Maritimes.
Yeah.
And if memory serves me correctly, didn't they link that to an onboard entertainment system?
That is correct. It was Swissair 103.
Right.
And what happened there was the wiring with the insulation somehow caught fire and started sending fumes out. And unfortunate thing was, they had to dump fuel to because they didn't want to land with lots of fuel on board. That would be like landing with a bomb under your landing gear. So they dumped fuel, and as far as I remember, they probably didn't have enough fuel or jet fuel to come and land at Peggy's Cove.
Right, and of course they crashed in the
exactly
in the ocean. Now, so you not only have the ability then for after-flight data that can help with looking at the plane systems, but let's take the scenario then to in the air. Something untoward happens in the air. How is the crew and the ground support going to be notified early on that something is developing here?
Let's assume that there was nothing wrong with the previous flight under trend monitoring, but a plane takes off from Toronto on the way to London Heathrow, and suddenly there is some sort of a anomaly in the engine temperature. Now, people on the ground will be sent an alert saying engine number two is having problem, whichever engine is having problems. They can actually log in with their password and look at what is happening to the engine, and not in hex format, because most systems today send data down. We send information down. So if you are the VP engineering sitting at in Singapore at an air show and you receive an alert on your palm, just go to the computer, on the internet, check out what is really going wrong with that aircraft. Now, the VP engineering might not be the right guy. He might say, let's consult line engineers, and then they decide, okay, it's just taken off from Toronto, it's still over Canada, let them dump fuel and land over, or just land somewhere nearby rather than going over the Atlantic and developing a major problem.
And on board the plane, then I take it that when something happens on board an aircraft and it's threatening the aircraft, it must be a very chaotic time in the cabin, because I take it there's probably a lot of things happening at sometimes maybe it's beyond human capability to simply pinpoint what's happening in time.
Absolutely right, Brian. What would happen is, that's why our system is built such a way that the information is first sent to the ground, and those guys will actually verify and check what is really going wrong. And before they call the captain or the cockpit by satellite phone, they will make sure that, yes, there is an event. It's not just a hoax that something was wrong, but now it's okay. You know, software can have problems. So they can actually check the information that is coming down, and then they can make a qualified decision within minutes and ask the captain to take action. But in the end, the captain has to decide what he wants to do.
Vrav, what kind of feedback are you getting from air crew, from pilots? I mean, they must love this idea.
I'm glad you asked me that, because we were just at the Dubai Air Show, and this is the first year we have the product ready and it's operational on an airline, and we are getting good quality reports, and we are hoping that we'll be announcing major sales soon. And now, having said that, when pilots walk to a booth at Dubai, or engineers, and I'm not boasting, every single one from major airlines to regional airlines to local airlines, absolutely, because of Air France, unfortunately, I don't want to capitalize on that, but because of Air France, looked at our movie. We have an 8-minute movie that's on our website, and we showed it there, and they loved it, and they asked so many questions. So we had to have 6 people out there trying to cater to everyone's questions, and I think we're going to have a very good sort of response in 2010.
Well, I think this could be certainly a selling point for airlines when they're trying to attract customers, because safety is number one these days in the minds of people who fly. It certainly is.
Absolutely. But the biggest thing is safety is a given in aviation. What we can do, other things, is we can save on fuel management, fuel information systems. We can do reports that are required by the authorities like Transport Canada, FAA, on FOQA. FOQA means Flight Operations Quality Assurance. MOQA is Maintenance Operations Quality Assurance. These are the things that make the aircraft safe, and the people around the aircraft do things under standard operating procedures and also save money for airlines. And our system can be catered to look at the information for future data mining, for future acquisition of engines, aircraft, things like that. It really becomes a huge data mining source, plus helps you currently with saving money on fuel, operations generally, and in fact can make your airlines a lot more safer. No one is going to say that our airlines are not safe, but it can also make people safe as well.
Wonderful. Exciting things happening in the aeronautics industry right here in Canada. Viraf Kapadi has been our guest with Star Navigation System. Viraf, a great story. Thanks so much for joining us.
Brian, can I just put my website to
please
the
listeners? Please do.
We are at www.star-navigation.com, and we also trade on the TSX Venture as SNA.we. SNA.we.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Viraf.
Thank you very
much. All the best this season.
Have a great season.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right.